Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This poor man, like an architect, world-renowned, one of my parents' friends, like a true family member to us.
Did he do the Stadio Olimpica?
In Santiago, Chile?
Did you design your Stadio Olimpica? Twice last year. Hello, Manny.
I went to the hardware store. I was buying a new doorknob, and I tested it by licking it, and then I gave the person a chant. I said, do you want this penny? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, I like to suck on them.
Like the taste.
Yeah.
Oh, Pony Boy, do you use cash?
I don't really, except for parking, but I do keep it in order.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it's yen. All right, we have to take it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's start today, huh, Rob? Jesus.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow. Guns ablazing. Santana comes in just out of his mind.
Well, Pony's got the worst communication skills ever. I don't want to talk about it, but he says there's a fire.
I won't talk about it either.
He says there's a fire, right? And as soon as somebody says there's a fire, I like to run to the fire, not run away from the fire.
I dive in and I'm like, you big dummy.
You big dummy. Tell me there's a fire with the detail, please.
Hey, Pony.
Yes, Mark.
Let me ask you this. We can't talk about it, obviously, because it's sensitive information.
Yeah, we're fixing
it. But I will ask you this. If you were a betting man, what percentage of this fire you thought might be happening would you say is true? And what percentage of this is just like nothing?
75%.
So you think that's
the sense of urgency I got in the text, Mike. I'm not just making this up.
But so you know what? 75%
might not be that problem.
That is truly a pony percentage. Because what that is that's not saying it's really a problem, but it's saying it might be a problem. I'd be so much happier with 100 or 10.
Am I reading this right? He's saying 75% that it's that problem. It's 75% that it's something.
Let me see if I can speak in code. Do you think it's more of what would be the worst case situation, or more of the it's just a glitch?
I think it's more likely the worst case situation.
Yeah, that's what I thought. See, that's what he said. Yeah, so he is saying that.
Yeah,
he's saying he thinks it's what your worst fear is.
Yeah, but
Oscar,
data would show that that's not the case yet. So when you say that there's a blaze and the place is burned down, I go to it and it looks like it might be a technical issue. That's about it.
And even with his strong opinion, he's only giving it a strong C.
Pony, are you able to communicate in code? Can you counter Oscar with what you're saying?
He doesn't have access to that data. He doesn't.
This is true.
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious what he has to say.
Yeah, we actually like to hear that.
Well, basically, I saw a problem on one end that got me very nervous, and I was wondering if perhaps there's a delay before this same problem would crop up on a different system, which is why I was concerned.
That's a good code.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, what do you think, Oscar?
It would have been nice to say, hey, this system is up and running, but this system isn't. Do you mind looking into it?
I understand
it?
That. I think life is good. I'm more concerned about moving forward, you see.
Right.
I'm more concerned about what your percentage is.
You know who I have on it right now? I have my wife on it, and we will know within 30 minutes what the problem is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's how diligent I am while we're talking.
Mrs. Z.
Yeah, Mrs. Z is looking into it as we speak.
Lady Z.
Yep.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, all right, we'll know.
Right. Right. I want to do a real deep dive if it happens to be the worst case scenario.
I believe I want scorched earth. Yes,
I want my pound of flesh.
I agree. Sorry about that code, folks. No, I like code.
We just won't give
the Bitcoin to the Russians. We just won't do it.
You know, we
never have, and
the
we
Ukrainians,
never will.
They're a little nicer, maybe.
Yeah.
Not the Russians.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not down with most of Eastern Europe.
The amazing thing about human interaction, even people you've worked with for a long time, is you will find something out
right before the show goes on and that you didn't know before. I didn't know that Oscar, as a small child, had a heart murmur until 6 seconds before we started the show.
Leaky,
I didn't know that
leaky
Oscar...
Leaky ventricle, Mike. Leaky ventricle.
That's not the same as a heart murmur.
Ah, who knows?
A ventricle...
leaky balls.
Oscar was talking about having a sonogram, and I had one on my balls.
Mike, a sonogram is the image produced by an ultrasound procedure.
I know what it is. You don't have to read me what anybody that's ever been pregnant, you mallethead,
you've had
has had a sonogram.
But did you know, Mike, the term loosely translates as sound writing?
It's sound images that produce a picture.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Anything on your body.
Sonar for your body.
I thought I had a problem. with the testicles.
Well, look, what you
and
did
so
sounds
I had
like
one
fun,
done on my
and
balls
maybe something you would do like on the black market.
But here it is. So the you have a leaking aortic valve. Is that what
I
you
used
have?
To. It's all healed up now. I had.
I don't know if they heal. Do they? Do
well,
they heal?
My parents
true or
wouldn't
false,
let me.
Leaky ventricle was your old DJ name.
You they told what? Me. I think they say that to a lot of people. They told me
Franklin
I had
Mass
one years ago when I got a stress test before I stopped getting them.
Yes.
Oh.
You know, in my case, it's just going to be one day, you know, I'm going to go full Charlie Daniels one day. That's what's going to happen.
He lived to see the election.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
I just wish he wasn't so right wing. That's all you saw yesterday with people talking about Charlie's politics. You know,
but they always said he was fair.
I like
he
to
was
remember
fair.
The music, Mike.
He was firm but fair. Yeah. But anywho. So I didn't know you had this, and you're worried about your...
I'm worried about the medical bills.
You're worried
bills.
About your doctor patting the bill?
Oh, that's what it's called. Thank you. Patting
that's
the,
that
patting,
down.
Patting
no,
the bill.
You.
Patting right. the bill. That's what it's called. I went in for my physical, and it's quick. This place is like, I would say, a chop shop for doctors. I like them because they always have openings. This is how bad my
is
general practitioner...
Is it a Bolivian doctor office?
No. This person's from a foreign land. I barely see them. I always see the general practitioner.
Is it Millennium Physicians Group?
No.
That's what we have in Florida. That's my doctor. He went to that practice where you can always get in.
Yeah, but you have to be
under 29.
No, it's you always get in, but I always think that maybe that results in a different level of care.
The sanitation is not nice. Like, within... I guess the hygiene... For a doctor's office in the middle of COVID-19. I go to my dentist. It looks like
an effing car dealership. All right. We're on the same page. Mine too. Always access. Easy to get in.
Yeah.
Walk into the office. Yeah. You look at the chairs. Yeah. You look at the lack of pictures on the walls.
When the kitchen at our office.
Right.
And I'm not talking about like marble countertops. It's just like a Formica top
looks
at
like
the office.
Looks like it's been sanitized prior to.
Yeah.
Compared to your doctor. I get
yes.
it.
Yes.
I but quit a doctor because I had a gastro guy who was very well regarded, but when I did an office visit with him, he had like banker's boxes stacked in the corner of documents and total disorganization, and then I got confirmed for an appointment for the wrong name. I said, I can't trust a doctor that can't even run an office.
I agree with you, but that's clerical. This is sheerly, like, generally a
hygiene
issue where I believe...
Interrelated, I think.
...that the turn at the front of the desk screams inefficient because there's a lot of people, like a new person every time I go.
I'm a guy, look, I don't care how low down on the chain of successful physicians you are, you know, spruce up the way.
Yes!
Yeah!
Just a little bit. And do... You know, hire a person.
Yeah.
You know, to get in there.
It's the details.
And clean the waiting room.
Like the
room.
Pamphlets that are faded in the corner because nobody's ever taken the pamphlet.
Magazines from 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I don't touch magazines, Mike. Are you kidding me? I'm not trying to touch anything in that place.
No, but I mean, I go in there and there's not one piece of artwork on the wall. There are taped up warnings about the flu. That's not cool for me.
That is such a good observation. They don't even have them in a frame.
You know what? You know who did tape? Omeras. I had to wrestle with these people not to tape up signs with Scotch tape.
It
the
stays up there.
Laziest way of decorating, all right? A Budweiser flyer poster for St. Patrick's Day with Scotch tape. Take it down. Please take it down.
Then work with me here. And mind you, I'm not going anywhere. This has been my general practitioner for the last six, seven years.
I like my guy, too. I like my guy, too.
The EKG machine looked like something out of the 1970s.
But I'm worried about they're working on your ticker.
No. I didn't need anything. And this my doctor, I haven't seen her in 3 years. I just see the newbie that comes through, right?
Right.
Right. So she is a Sally salesman because she always says, and tell me about something else. So I'm sitting there like rattling all my symptoms. I was like, I had a heart murmur when I was a kid.
I want to ask about your newbie doctor that came in, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to play a series of, no, not that one. No.
Ah!
That region?
No. This is...
Okay,
this...
How about this one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. She's like you and Rob.
Really?
Really? Oh, White Devil. More like you. Irish.
European American. Too stupid to wear masks.
She is sweet and kind, but very, oh, you need this test, this test, this test. And I'm like, I don't think I need that. Like, I actually said, I've been cleared for my murmur for the last 20 years. Like, I've been cleared.
My murmur.
I said, so I'm good.
Are you sure this wasn't a chiropractor? Because chiropractors are ones that say medicine, but really act sales.
She said, I can't let you leave without the EKG. And I'm like, how long is that going to take? She goes,
what's it going to take to put you in this EKG machine
10
today?
10 minutes. I said, fine. I'm already here. And by the way, it's in Kensington. It's not like it's close.
If we're talking about the EKG, and you don't even, you know what's great about Oscar sometimes, Rob? He comes in, he doesn't even know it, I think, sometimes when he's giving me material. And as soon as he mentioned heart murmur, I said, well, there's the opening of the show today.
Yeah, ding.
The EKG, I have always felt that the EKG is a woefully inadequate test. And now people are going, oh my God, no. But it seems to me, anything you're on, when you're talking about your heart, like say you've got a little palpitation, or your heart does a little jumpy and a flutter. And they ask you, well, let's do an EKG. And they put you on an EKG for like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
And they look at like three little blips and go, yep, looks good to me. Well, you got to wait a half hour before you get one of the blippity blips. You know what I mean?
These are the words that were said to me. You were just in traffic, right? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, this isn't going to read out right because you're probably a little stressed. I said,
really?
Yeah.
Did you have a little mini stress test?
I said, what happened to the 10 minutes? She goes, well, you're going to have to wait 20 minutes before I give you this EKG. And I'm like, but I got all the stuff on me. What, I'm going to rip it off? Be like, see you later. I'll come back in a year. No. So I sit there like a good patient.
You know
I
what take happened it, to
goes,
it, Mike?
Looks good. And by the way, if you have a ticker tape EKG machine, you got to retire it. Spend your money. Like, stimulate
the economy.
It's
almost like having a ball made, matrix printer.
I want an iPad. I don't need this ribbon printer paper coming out.
I think they may still print out so they can look at the
garbage.
The length.
It's a digital age.
I don't know.
It looks like a Xerox printer.
You might be
printer
wrong about that.
I would say this. It was a Xerox printer when Xerox made printers in the 1970s.
You may be wrong about that.
Okay, well, look, that
technology aside, I know one thing that did happen, and again, I can correlate it to a car dealership. When they taped him up with those wires, that's the equivalent of them saying, let's have the keys to the car you came in so we can take a look at it. And then they've got your keys. They've got you. You were stuck there because you were all wired up. Yeah.
How did the EKG come out?
Fantastic. She goes, oh, looks great. And I said, okay.
Do you get your ticker checked every year?
Yeah, every year.
Okay. All right. And then, so it's part of your regular physical.
Blood pressure. I actually asked her if she needed to do the old thumb up the you know where. I was like, is it time for that? I'm good with all of that.
I didn't get that on my last physical.
Just give
which
it to
was
me.
Amazing.
She goes, no, when you're 45,
you don't get that unless you tip anymore.
I said, when do I start doing that? Give me whatever. You got to pull my ball hairs off. Tell me what you have to do. Just get it over with, right?
So you think you're like getting the EKG was padding the bill?
Padding the bill. And I knew there was a problem when she said, oh, looks good. You know what we really need is a sonogram.
And I said, to look at your ticker.
To look at my heart. And I said, well, how long is that going to take? She's like, 10 minutes. And I said,
I've had that. That's a legitimate, if you have a ticker issue of any kind, that is a legitimate process, in my opinion.
It's been cleared. Like, I remember feeling like the $6 million man when I was 25 years old on a treadmill at a cardiologist. Running with all the stuff on me.
Then they
right?
make you lie down.
Yeah, and then they cleared me when I was 25. Like, done. No more murmur. Cleared. So I said, look, I went through all this when I was younger. Like, we do this every year. I've never asked.
So you're arguing with the doctor about whether or not to get a sonogram?
At this point, I'm looking at dollar signs. And I'm looking at all the old signs on the wall. And I'm looking at the sparse front desk. I'm like, oh, my God, this place is in trouble. And they see a mark.
And his Irish doctor said, I think what you need is a sonogram on your heart.
So did they do the sonogram?
They did. And guess what? It's fine.
Of course it is.
Did you, were you able to enumerate? Well, you haven't gotten the bill yet.
No, right? I'm waiting. For, I was like, Shannon, not a good week, or next couple weeks.
I think you might be okay. That's diagnostic. I think you might be all right. Depends on your insurance.
Well, Mike.
But I think you might be all right with that one.
I have never had so many things thrown at me and sold to me in any of, and mind you, this is the first time I've dealt with this doctor, so maybe they're doing a better job, but right. I'm just saying.
Or business could be off because of the pandemic, and they just need to, you know, run up some business.
Which I guess I'm okay with, but that's an extra hour of my life. I don't need that.
Right? I might crave, at my advanced age, a doctor who would maybe do a little extra.
Yeah.
My doctor's more like, comes in and goes, "Yeah, you look all right. See you later." You know,
and you've had that, that situation's been that way for a while. You haven't been a while since a doctor's actually reached out.
There
right?
was a throwaway yeah. comment that really
before the pandemic
set me, I guess, put me at made me feel uneasy. It was when she said, "Are you like living your life? Like you doing anything?" I was like, "I'm actually starting to try to like jog a little bit after the car accident." I think this is like 6 months later. I'm finally able to move a little bit more. It's still painful, but I take. Right. I take the Advil before I go.
So when he says living your life, are you taking care of yourself?
Yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah, I clearly gained a little weight after the car accident. A little, oh, Jesus Christ, maybe 20 pounds. So I'm trying to get back out there to like save my life from becoming obese. Mm-hmm. And
it's not that bad.
Well, no, it's really, it's okay. I appreciate that. You're not wearing my pants every day being like.
I know.
So he says.
By the way, when you come up to Maine and you wear your first set of long pants, that's the rude awakening.
Shorts are so forgiving.
Shorts are the bomb. They are. The reason why fat old men in Florida wear shorts every day. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're getting a cold snap. It's 48 degrees last night. Yeah, mm-hmm. Still wore the shorts.
She says to me, I'm still going out. You know, I've been to the mall, bars. She's telling me this, my doctor.
The doctor's been to bars?
Yes.
The worst possible place you can go for the last 100 days?
How old's the doc?
She's probably 5 or 6 years older than me, I imagine.
Okay. Bars, that's just weird. Right. There.
I was saying,
bars are like the one thing you say, yeah. Yeah, I was at a bar last night. It was more like, not a bar as much as a rave.
Yeah, I candy flipped last night. You know, no big deal.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So,
yeah, but so I think the doctor's being thorough. That's good.
Why is she telling me she's going to bars?
Maybe she's hitting on you.
With my shirt off and all the stuff on this this ticker that might be broken.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How did that come up? But were you asking her about COVID?
I asked her. I said, how have you seen the COVID affect
this
office?
There's a coffee mug that says, aww. Hey, we've got taste.
Mike.
I didn't buy this one.
You're a sailor.
Jesus Christ. Who's got the...
Anyone? Did someone make it for you?
I have an anchor on my coffee mug.
I asked her what the COVID situation was at the office. Like, how are you guys dealing with the protocol? I actually like hearing this because we run a business as well, what the protocol here is.
Protocols?
Yes.
And you've been very diligent.
I didn't get the thermo check when I walked in. I got that at my dentist, but I didn't get it at my doctor's.
Oh, see. Slacker dentist, doctor's office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, so, of all places.
Yeah, and then that's when she rolled into like...
Of course,
yeah.
They are giving you a temperature check when you get into the office.
True.
Right?
True.
First thing they do is
And are they not allowed to let people sick people in? All they are sick, right? So, for the most part.
Yeah, so what does it matter?
Doctor's office.
Were there people in the waiting room when you went in?
No, which was great. I said...
Do we have the same doctor's office? Because, by the way, the lack of pictures on the wall also indicates the level of business that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's just sad.
You roll in there. There's no one there.
They don't take American Express. You know? And I don't know why that is.
Why don't doctor's offices handle it like pediatrician's office where there is a sick waiting room and a well waiting room?
Sir, do you have a debit card to pay with?
Hello, Mr. Romero. Welcome. Welcome to Dr. Jason's office. Nice to have you with us today. Thank you.
Well, I look and look, and this is an indictment. It's just when you push me through all of this, and then they say, "Hey, we're gonna have to take blood." I said, "This appointment was at 2:30 p.m. Like I couldn't fast that long. Like there's no way I don't have that willpower." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "All right, just come back on Saturday." Yeah, you do, Mike. I thought about you. I said,
"Did I give you my cousin Teddy's line to me? That was the funniest line."
No.
My cousins have great senses of humor.
Teddy's really legendary.
They could do a show like this. Teddy is legendary. So I said, "Yeah, we're doing this intermittent fasting thing." I said, "Well, how does that work?" And I said, "Well, like for example, we will stop eating for the day at 5 o'clock, and then we will begin. We will begin our fast ends at 11 o'clock." And he said, "At night." "5 p.m. Start eating again at 11 p.m. Then bang it at 5 p.m. the next day." Very, very funny. But anyway, so
I got to go back this Saturday at 10 a.m. for blood.
I have not gotten my blood work done since before the pandemic. I had a physical. He ordered blood work, and I haven't had it done. I could be ravaged with disease right now. The only test I've gotten is the swab up my nose. So I have no idea.
Well, you don't have that disease. That's good.
But the thing is, I could very probably be living on borrowed time right now because my blood work has not come back. I could be anemic. I could have something horrible.
Are you chilly all the time?
With me.
Look at you. You're strong like blood. And Mike, do you want to have another sip from that mug?
Yeah, do you bruise easily?
Hey, hold on just a second. Let me hold it up for you. I think I have some grog. Yeah, it's tea, but it's grog. By the way, tea without any sweetener in it.
Oh,
yes,
gross.
Which is kind of a drag, to be honest with you. Still haven't quite gotten used to that one. Hire me, Heidi. So you get your blood work. Your heart murmur is okay, though?
Yeah, there's no murmur. I said, yep. I know.
How's your ulcer? Is your ulcer okay?
The ulcer, it's been contained, Mike.
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
good.
Big win.
And no leaky ventricle? Any medication?
Well, yeah, the murmur would have said that. The ventricle.
Okay, so that's
yeah,
good. So he's okay now. Yeah. How about the medicine you took for your ulcer, which can kill you too? You know, that drug that they're saying, the lawyers are on TV saying now, if you took this drug.
Prilosec?
I don't take Prilosec.
I take Nexium.
Good. Yep. Okay, that's the good one. Have you always taken the Nexium?
Since I was, I would say, 30. So,
all right.
Yeah, and now, number three on our old man comments list. That's the good one.
Right.
And Rob, checking in on your health. Any change in the time given?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Got all the toes.
We got all the toes. Very good. Not blue yet.
Not yet.
Wonderful. No. All right. Well, that's good to know. We can start the guy. And I'm fine. I'll be A-OK.
I don't think you're anemic. You look strong like bull.
Yeah, but I am in Maine, which means I could use an online psychiatrist. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's all right? I saw you talk to the beautiful brunette baby.
Look, she didn't like me, okay? I'm in a fool of myself.
Baby, don't talk that way.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. So money.
Could you not mess with me right now?
Baby, we're not.
We're not.
So you're not just like.
No, I'm not fucking with you.
Honestly,
Mike, I'm telling you, you're money.
You're so fucking money.
All right, and I want you to go over to that girl and I want you to get those digits.
You're money.
Come here a second. Listen to me. Now look it. When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man. Bad man.
See, baby, it's not that hard.
818. 310.
Nice.
So how long do I wait to call?
About a day.
Tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Tomorrow, then a day.
Yeah. So 2 days.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Definitely. 2 days. 2 days is like industry standard.
No, I used to wait 2 days to call anybody, but now it's like everyone in town waits 2 days. So I think 3 days is kind of money. What do you think?
Yeah, well, but two's enough not to look anxious.
Yeah, two's enough not to look anxious, but I think 3 days is kind of money.
Yeah, you know, but you know what?
Maybe I'll wait 3 weeks. How's that? And tell her I was cleaning out my wallet and I just happened to run into her number.
Then ask her where you met her.
Yeah, I'll ask her where I met her. I don't remember. What does she look like? And then I'll ask if we f***ed. Would that be the money?
You know what? Ha ha ha, Mike. Laugh all you want. But if you call too soon, you might scare off a nice baby who's ready to party.
Well, how long are you guys going to wait to call your babies?
Six days.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Also in Virginia and in the great state of Maine. Glad to be up here.
Yeah.
We're also heard in Antelope, California, Hyattsville, Maryland, Downingtown, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Denby in Newport News, Virginia, Hancock County, Maine. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Oh, you gave me a new one, didn't you?
Yeah, I have.
You give me a new one?
Oh, I did. Didn't print it out. It's in Maine. It was. I'll find it for
French
you.
Frenchboro or something like that?
Yeah, the Frenchman's neighborhood.
A lot of French people up here. Anyway. The show today brought to you by Cornerstone. Let me share a letter from listener Kristen, who wrote a letter about Cornerstone. I wanted to let you know that we signed papers on our refi through Cornerstone Financial this week, Cornerstone First Financial. I called based on your strong recommendation just to see what options may be available to optimize our mortgage-related financial situation, and right away, we were not disappointed. We were able to lock down a 20-year term at 2.99, and we've shaved years off our term at about $150K in interest. It's a fact.
That's
a listener testimonial.
Numbers, baby.
Boom, bam.
The process was easy, and both Joanna, and Mark were super personable and friendly and helpful and tolerant of all my questions regarding the details. We're so glad we could get this done. And love you guys. Kristen, thank you for supporting one of our advertisers.
So great.
And sharing that with us. That's they love to hear that at Cornerstone First. Cornerstone First will put your home's value to work for you. We'll come out of this together. They're helpful, and they're good folks. They really, really are. Cornerstone First will be there for you. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, and they're actually in our building in Washington, D.C.
You know what's so great about that letter is the one word tolerant, because people are scared to go and make a big financial decision that. Don't be, because
money's
they will
cheap.
Hold your hand and walk you through it.
People are scared of everything. People are scared right now. People are angry right now. News you may not need. You'll have a story about a guy in my Costco, Rob.
A viral
video that was born out of my Costco. We'll tell you all about that. People are freaking out.
I had
freaking out in every corner. Yes.
I had to, and actually this is, I hate to come out of an upbeat song with a dead relative story, Mike, but I had two distant, I guess, uncles pass this past week.
I'm sorry.
One from he already had like a kidney disease. The other one, we don't know yet because he was like a bachelor, like a
could it have been the COVID?
We don't. This is what's sad, and this is for all of you that like to live alone and not be loved at the end of your days. Like this poor man, like an architect, world renowned, one of my parents' friends, like a true family member to us.
Did he do the Stadio Olimpica?
In Santiago, Chile?
Did you design your Stadio Olimpica? Twice last year. Hello, Manny.
I love it. I laugh too. That's great. Excuse my language.
Sorry.
So he says, my mom says, he goes, you know, so-and-so just passed. And I said, man, I was like, but I don't think he was married, right? He goes, yeah. His sister just found him after being passed away for about a month.
like almost mummified?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's
right,
bad.
Right down here in Foxhall. And I was like, man. Like, wow. This is why, like, you need at least a friend in life, right?
How many family members, how many brothers and sisters does your mom have?
I would say, I can't speak to the black community, Mike. I can't, African-American, I can't do that. But the Latino community, if you are part of someone's life within, I would say, more than a decade, they become a teal. You know, or an uncle.
Yeah. All right. So they might not be blood related.
They're not blood. Yeah. It's like one of these like family things, right?
Tia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my one Theo had a kidney issue. God rest his soul. He passed a week before 4th of July. 4th of July is when we found out that the architect from the Stadio Olimpico passed.
And we don't know what
we don't know what caused, but it made me really do a little soul searching for about 10 minutes as in front of the grill with my mom. I said, hey, mom. Do you think he was happy at the end of his days, like just being alone? Because he always talked about like, I'm going to Argentina, I'm going to Spain. He would do whatever he wanted in life on his own.
But he didn't have anybody.
He didn't have anybody.
He died alone.
He was a swinging dick, man. He had so many girlfriends. He had every toy. He always had the Mercedes SL convert, the newest model rolling through. Like there's nothing sucking on his financial teeth.
Yeah, but at the end of the run, your friends and your family are what matters. I've watched that. I've lived that. I understand how that works, you know, and it's what keeps me up here.
Now, this is
what keeps me from putting that for sale sign in the front yard every week.
Thank you for bringing up family.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When is it too soon to ask about his car collection? Because there may be an opportunity.
Technically, you're not family. You're family. You're family in the.
I would have gone.
Have any blood relatives?
He's got a sister who is also single, like no kids,
and that's it.
And
no kids for her.
So I smell sad funeral wake, virtual wake on Zoom, and then hey.
Are you going to go to the funeral?
I will go to the Zoom funeral. Yes,
sure. He'll get that link.
Zoom funeral.
He'll double.
You get a better chance to get if there's a real in person thing. You got a better chance of getting the car.
Yeah, mask up. Cars.
I don't want to buy a car. He's got. I just think that.
Do you have a couple of cars?
He's got three.
He's got three cars.
Yes.
You're a monster.
I'm just saying. Wouldn't you want to go to someone that loved and appreciated his collection from day one?
Oscar can leave
him lying in state, decaying for a month, but knows the number of cars he has.
That's because we're Facebook friends.
Okay,
When was the last time you had any meaningful?
Before my dad left, we had dinner together with my father before he left for the COVID.
Did he appear to be in good?
He looked
health
great.
At that
That's
point?
Why it was so shocking. I actually looked up to him and I said, "This man is living the best life I've ever seen a man."
How old would he have been?
85.
You made it. He was describing him like he had girlfriends, he was a 33-year-old dude. You know,
yeah.
I think that's fine. I think it's too early. What you do is you insinuate yourself into the arrangements.
Yeah, okay.
Is what you do.
How can I help?
You might be behind the curve. When did they discover him?
The Independence Day. He declared his own independence.
You mean? I thought the other guy died. Oh, the other guy died before.
Yeah, before the fourth.
And then this guy, the 4th of July. Yes. Your time's a wasting. You know, you better get.
Times are fleeting.
What you need to do, Oscar, the quote is this: there are so many things that need to be taken care of.
No, I don't have time.
Please allow me to help.
How
bad do you want the car?
If it's a substantial discount, yes, that's fine. But no. I don't need a car.
Commiserate with Rob. Nobody knows how to get stuff out of relatives more than Rob.
I feel scummy. I can't do it.
Rob knows how to do it. Rob plays that like a
fiddle. What, did you get a Buick from your father-in-law?
Yeah, and I hate it. But I did get the grandfather clock from my Uncle George. Love that. Love the grandfather
clock. And you've gotten things from dead relatives over the years, right?
Sure, yeah.
I
would sanitize anything you got, though, Oscar. It's a new ball game.
It is. Well, good luck.
I just
keep us posted
to
on this.
Good luck. Thank you.
Do you know what the cars are?
They're absolutely gorgeous. So
is there really a Mercedes, like a late model Mercedes SL?
He's got a Porsche Boxster, like a real Porsche Boxster that I can never afford.
Automobile.
I'm sure that'll go to auction. Mm. That's gone. He has a
85. Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, he did was he was flown around the country, around the world, and he built buildings, right?
Right.
But that's wonderful at 85 to even have that in your garage. Yeah, well, is a big deal.
I know this because the last time we were there, my dad and I went to his place. And
I'm used to 85-year-olds. The nicest car they would have in the garage would be a Lincoln MKZ. Well,
and they're all covered up, right? They're all covered up with the car covers.
The Buick Lucerne.
And right. I think he spent most of his life, I guess his fortune, if there is one, on these vehicles because...
Was the Porsche in his garage featured in Ford versus Ferrari?
No. No, okay. But he lived in in the penthouse of a condo building. So when you'd pull into park, you'd see all his cars with covers on them.
Okay.
Who's getting that?
Yeah. The penthouse? I don't know. That's probably not. That's got to go. I'm thinking of something that's reasonable that I could afford as a family member, right? Which is probably like an SUV that they'll be like,
Is the sister it? Is that
That's it.
It?
That's it.
Your mom close to this uncle?
My mom's helping with the arrangements. But she's only helping as much as you can without not going anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mother know you well?
Oh no, my mom would damn me to hell if she heard me talking like this. I gotta laugh and make fun of this or else it wouldn't be sad.
Oscar, somebody knocks on this uncle's door. Oscar comes to the door of the penthouse in a smoking jacket. Oscar comes to the door like Matt Damon in The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes.
Hello.
And like the relative comes in and looks down at his feet and he's wearing his uncle's slippers. Like Matt Damon in that movie when what's his name? Philip Seymour Hoffman comes in.
He's like,
remember
hello?
That scene? That's a great movie.
That
what are you
movie
doing here?
Gives me, still to this day, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Fantastic.
It's such a scumbag.
By the way, I get sad still when I watch any movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, me too.
It's still a tragedy that he's gone. Because, you know, Moneyball, when he plays the manager, Art Howe.
Yes.
God, I hate the fact that he's gone. Damn it. Goddamn
too
drugs.
Too soon,
man. Man, that's why I told my son. I told my son and I said, you know, drugs, I'll drive you to jail. I will drive you to jail. Do not do that. It'll ruin your life.
And
but
along
anyway,
came Polly. I don't think he gets enough credit for that role.
Yeah.
I am fantastic. As his proxy.
Oh, and also Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights is when he came
Boogie
to all
Nights
of our
where
attention.
He plays the horny production assistant.
That's right.
He's brilliant in that as well. You know? I mean, it's very sad. I think that, I'm always encouraged. You know, as much as I think it might be a tad distasteful to have this discussion, it's also fascinating for those of us that like to watch people gamble.
This was an uncle that, and I remember my dad had two friends that were basically uncles. One was a heart surgeon that passed away with a heart attack. All these guys go early. I don't know why. He actually went early. He went when he was like roughly 62.
Did he get a sonogram?
As a heart surgeon of all things, right? This is a guy who hunted. He was from Texas. Hunted, blew off his finger. And then, like, wrapped it up on his own.
Mike, you okay?
just checking my pulse.
Because fine. Mike's in that target zone. But every time he'd show up, he knew my dad was, like, a complete... He was so cheap. And, Dad, I hope you're listening to this. You probably never will. But you were so cheap. He saw the way we lived as kids. Like, with nothing, right?
Right.
And I say that in regard to what my dad made. God bless him. He was
the uncle saw the way you lived as
because
kids?
Because he'd come over to Dr. Ceballos' house. And... He comes from a mansion in Texas, and we were in a little townhouse because my dad was deathly afraid of us getting deported every year because he was a year-to-year contract. So I respect my dad for saving this money. So he'd roll into this townhouse that he had five people living in, and he'd be like, oh, man, these kids, like, they're not getting any love from my cheap friend, Dr. Ceballos. So he'd give us $100 when $100 was probably like $500 when we were kids.
Oh, my God.
He would hand you a C-note?
A C-note.
It's like $1 million back then.
How old were you when you got your first C-note, roughly?
I was probably like 10 years old.
How that had Jeez. To be a man. You may, there you go. This is the
right?
uncle.
Yeah, yeah. So then,
you gotta speak at the funeral.
The other uncle, same deal. He knew my dad was cheap. He was like, these kids deserve a better lot in life than running around these used bicycles. So he would light us up every time, be like, all right, kids, come on over here. And he like drop us $100 bill, crisp $100 bills, and I'd be like, this is like big again.
Oh, speaking of used bicycles, thank you to my sister for giving my son. The bicycle from my niece's older son, who outgrew it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Excellent.
Very, very
sweet.
Happy.
That is
very,
very sweet.
Very,
very
cool.
That's
very,
sweet.
Very happy.
That's different. That's different. Mm-hmm. That's different than the bikes that my dad would get us.
By the way, the Walmart here in Ellsworth sold out. Didn't have any bikes.
Oh, well, I can see that because everybody goes up there and they have to buy new bikes, right?
Right. But, I mean, it's just weird. A lot of weird things sold out. Weird, weird things sold out. Garden hoses sold out.
Yeah, we ran into that. Mm. We ran into that. We had to order online. Out. Yeah.
That
stuff
is
you
weird.
Think was sold out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, and then the lady was offended at me up here in Maine when I said, do you have garden hose? She said, I think we're sold out. And I don't know why she got so hissy with me. I said, what, are people wiping their asses with garden hoses?
without a mask. You said it without a mask.
Through the mask.
Are people wiping their asses with garden hoses?
You know?
I'm sorry I made this entire the front of the show about me, but I just need to get off my chest.
Well, you know what? Please keep us posted.
Yes.
I'd like to know. And you know, if you come driving in some wonderful exotic car, do you know the other two? It's the Porsche Boxster, and then is there a Mercedes?
He's got a Jaguar XK, like the ones that
Princess
roll E-type Jaguar E-type.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's a nice car.
Which is just gorgeous. Right? Powder blue. Amazing.
What's the third car?
It's a Mercedes G-Wagon. You know I have a soft
spot. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's where you got the...
Do you
the,
remember when I whole... tried to... Remember,
you have okay. to try to get this yeah. car.
I was inspired, not by Transformers people. That's the big deal online. Like, oh, it's a Mercedes.
How close are you to the sister?
She called me after she called my mom because she couldn't find my mom to tell her about the Pat. So she has my number.
And she can't last forever, Mike.
Yeah. She's got my number.
How old is she?
She's roughly, I would say, 70, 71. She's my mom's age.
Okay.
All right.
Oscar, I know you're not big on taking selfies, but I would in the next week love to see one of you in his slippers with a single car key on a golden fob.
I know what car he wants. I know what car he wants.
And also, he buried the lead. He did a whole segment.
It's got the Mercedes car that he's in love with.
My Mercedes.
I think it may be like a 2013. But
that's okay. That's right in your wheelhouse. That's fair.
Sure.
He's already thinking about it.
I can maybe get a loan. Yeah.
Keep tabs on him. He's a hustler, that boy.
And it was never submerged in salt water like the other one.
So do you remember when the Albanians tried to screw me out of that?
Yeah, the Albanians. We have to take a break.
Rat bastards.
When we come back, the segment we will be doing is, why didn't you tell me? No one told me. No one. And I blame everybody. We will come back with that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Yeah, we love those promos listeners do if they're good. And most of them are.
People
like Jim Amato and Paul Christine. Thank you so much for that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. As more places reopen and we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. Even if you're not reopening, we could actually have a debate about that one.
Sure.
Not only is it a natural immunity booster, good sleep, but it also helps with energy and recovery. I love the way I feel when I get out of my Sleep Number bed. That's a fact, Jack. I've been talking about it for a long time. I could never go back to a conventional mattress. I never could. Sleep Number to the rescue for everybody. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust it. It's got a controller that you adjust. We don't talk about the details because it's been around for a good long time and they've perfected it. You get your Sleep Number setting, your wife can get her Sleep Number setting, and it's fantastic. Here's a fact. Compared to average sleepers, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more of sleep per night.
Think of that.
Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost physical and mental health, and that's important now more than ever. My Sleep Number setting, it's an 85. Carla's is still a 65. We love it. Discover proven quality sleep for your health and well-being with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. For a limited time, save up to $900 on select smart beds. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store or online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS or by chat. You can do it that way. Come on, chat it up, baby, and make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you. All right, so
I mentioned before, why didn't you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
When I talked about a dog, I talked about my relationship with the dog, Winslow, the new member of the family, the Boston Terrier, the puppy, 10 weeks old, 10 or 11 weeks old, just a tiny little dog running around, tremendous personality. Carla, the dog whisperer, mm-hmm. absolutely constant companion. Everybody knew that. Everybody talk about that. It's boring. You get tired of the whole thing. The dog has nothing to do with me. The dog has more to do with me now than it did before. I can pick up the dog and it will lick my face, and I can cuddle with the dog and it is not completely freaked out.
You don't have that Pepe Le Pew relationship anymore.
Yeah, it always wants to get away and get in Carla's lap. That's what the dog likes. Last night, there are a couple of moments I have. Sat on the couch and had the dog fall asleep in my lap. I have had the dog lick me in the face in the morning, wake me up, which is really great. These are little signs. I didn't get that from the pug. I get this from this dog. So there that you're telling me. And by the way, Luna, the Spiewak dog sitting in back there, very attached to Rob. And gonna Moon be tough dog. To let that one go back to its family.
I'm not sure we're gonna let her go. I think I'm gonna keep this one.
She sweet does dog. Love you. Look at you.
What a beautiful dog. That's so sweet. I love that dog. Anyway, the Mastiff. So this pug, last night, it will always gravitate towards Carla's chair, towards Carla's body in the bed, and it will walk away from me. And it will ignore me in many cases. Last night, I hear a, and I look down, and next to my chair, as I'm watching a little TV, is the pug nestled up against my chair. And I said, hey, Carla, come and look at this. And she goes, oh, that's good. See, it's happening. I said, yeah, I think you might be right. That's a good thing. About 3 minutes after that, I get a smell from, I think if I can describe the odor that came from the floor, the odor would be, if anybody has ever seen the Amityville Horror, when James Brolin, the old version, James Brolin goes into the bedroom where the flies are, the priest, when Rod Steiger playing the priest goes into the bedroom where the flies are and suddenly gets nauseous because of the smell, it is as though something crawled in and died in the primordial ooze and came out of this dog's ass. And there is no
and
dog.
And he's tiny.
Tiny and a puppy. There has never been a creature. I'm not talking dogs. I am talking about a creature, human or canine, that has produced the odor that came out of this dog's ass.
Oh.
This gas that this dog has is unquestionably the foulest I have ever experienced with it. And Carla did a dive on it, and apparently the breed, hallelujah, is known for this.
Oh.
So this is going to be my lot in life. We're going to be sitting there with family coming over to have dinner, and I'll be chatting, and suddenly this is going to happen. I had no earthly idea that Boston Terriers were known for their flatulence and their stinky flatulence.
Now,
that's what we have.
Beluga was a farter, right?
But nothing, not even remotely, not even close.
Like clear the room.
Frankie.
Gas.
Yeah. Clear the room. Like I'm like, what is that? Every time, let me give you, maybe I can put it into context by saying, every time this dog passes gas, I look around to see if there's anything on the floor.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm with you.
Pungent it is.
That
you could put this in a bottle and use it as a friggin' bear repellent. This is how bad this is.
So, Mike, I don't do, I would say, the raising or feeding of our animals in our house. My wife does.
You've got a labradoodle. Daisies come out of that dog's
butt. So he doesn't have...
He farts rainbows.
The only time he has bad gas is when we don't feed him what my wife likes to call the raw food diet, which I think is a better diet than what I get.
Mm-hmm.
Asan's Freshly, because Freshly is a 10 out of 10 in my book.
Right.
So the dog, when I wanted, was being what I thought reasonable and just giving him some puppy chow, had bad gas. And when we first,
what are you feeding? What are you? I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm curious. What are you feeding?
There's
right
something
now?
Called a raw food diet. I do not know enough about it, but I know it's raw meat
that is supposed to correct the gas. I think a raw meat would make it worse.
Mike, yeah.
Ever since we've been on this diet, and by we I mean my wife taking care of Santos, no gas.
Well, all I know is you know the scene
and you know how we
in
get
Silence
gas?
Of the Lambs when Jodie Foster walks downstairs into the basement looking for the kidnapped girl and opens the door up and there's a tub with a human being cadaver in it.
Yes,
that's
yes,
the
yes.
smell that I guess. I will feed this dog. I will feed this dog filet effing mignon to get the dog to stop passing
gas.
I
really believe, and we all know what foods create a certain level of gas within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By now, right? Mm-hmm. I think that it's that same system where for different dogs, different foods create a level of gas that is tolerable, that is respectable, that is non-existent as well.
What are you what are you feeding Winslow right now? Or what is Winslow eating right now?
Imes, what do you got?
I don't, Carla would know that, but it's a dry kibble kind of, it's little nuggets.
Because my vet told me.
Oh, no. Wait,
combos?
She just sent, she just sent me the note.
Oh, okay, you got it.
Purina farts a lot. We're feeding a Purina farts a lot. But let me just say, since nobody warned me, I'll warn you. If you want to get a dog that will give you the experience of going up with the Blue Angels after a full breakfast, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. There you go. Have fun. Knock your socks off. It's great.
Buyer beware.
Yeah.
Oh, nasty. So nasty. But cute as the Dickens, and a face licker, which I have never had in recent memory. I love the fact that he's a, but he, I'd almost bring her in to show you. He nips, too, and he's got those little razor puppy teeth.
Sure.
He caught Carla this morning because he doesn't chew on my face because he's afraid of me.
Right.
He licks, but he chews on Carla, and so he caught with one of his puppy canines the side of Carla's nose.
Oh, no.
And she said, ow, ow. And I think, you know, it's Carla. She goes, ow. She takes her hand away, and there's blood dripping off of her nose because the puppy tooth got
because the claws right now, yeah.
And Mike, one of the nostrils is gone.
One of it's gone. She pulled a Mike Tyson on Carla's nose. Winslow the puppy. Nasty. And I, you know, and then Carly got mad at me because I probably should have been more upset about it than I was. I'm sorry. Anyway, well, I'm jealous. I'm not a good person.
You know
we'll
what?
Take a
actually,
break.
Yeah. This is lucky. Maybe this will destroy her sense of smell and she won't be bothered by the gas.
Yeah, but then you won't know if you got the COVID.
That's true. It's true.
Anyway, thank you. It's always that. Always comes back to that.
Always.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
I miss Dan.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Drink of water. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
This portion of the program brought to you by Noom. If you want to lose that quarantine weight and lose it for good, you got to make some changes. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. It's food tracking made easy. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar and Carla have been talking about Noom for a very long time, and it's worked for them. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. You are going to love Noom, and You know, get it started, because otherwise you're just sitting around the house and you're not doing anything.
I got
Rob,
a text from Julia during the break. I just want to tell everybody.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Do we have good news?
Drum roll.
If the fact that the lab is not answering their phone this morning is good news, then yes,
Rob,
good news.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to use a bad word.
I know,
anyway.
But I'm out of my mind. Jesus. I was laying in bed staring at the ceiling last night. I just want an answer for this poor kid. I told you guys in the pre-show, she is so sick and tired of being quarantined in a room that for the first time since we have moved to Leesburg, her bedroom is straight. She's cleaned her room.
And just
that's
for
how
those,
gorgeous.
If you're just joining us, Rob's daughter got her COVID test done
last Tuesday.
Yeah,
she woke up with a slight fever, 101 and a half, I think. And so we took her in for a test. They told her 3 to 4 days. And they keep saying that because of the holiday weekend, there's no results. And now they're not even answering at the lab. So she's trying and hopefully
we'll
hear
something. You're even
having
COVID dreams, you said. You had a COVID dream last night.
Yeah, I did. It has to be because it took place in... It was one of those dreams where it was you, me, and Oscar, but it wasn't you, me, and Oscar. You know what I mean? Like it was, and so it was, my mind drew the parallel of the pandemic and the Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Batman movie where they were going through the crisis with Smilex. So everyone was being infected.
New and improved Joker products.
So
that's the gag.
So, and this is a dream that was so vivid and so in color and so alive that when I woke up, I actually took notes because I remembered every detail. We finished the show and Mike said, let's go out to the Palm. I said, great. I said, let's go to the Palm. And so we go to the Palm, but the Palm's at a strip mall. And you know how, like at a strip mall, it'll be a sign with like big block letters that just says like nails or, you know, something like that or spa.
Yeah.
Well, right above the Palm and the strip mall, and it was in Florida because it was hot. It said hate in big letters, just the word hate.
Wow. Jesus. Wow.
So we go into
that's
the Palm
dark.
And all the pictures are on the wall like they do. You know, in the Palm, one of the things they have is caricatures of people on the wall. But Mike, you look at me and you say, I don't know any of these celebrities. I don't know anybody. And I look and it is.
I said that before.
But it's people I don't know anybody on the walls. And the maitre d' comes to seat us, and the maitre d', you would think it might be like Tommy Giacomo. No, but it's JB James Brown, and he's very, very kind, but he does not know us. And I keep saying, you've been on our show. He says, we're gonna have a table for you right away. We have a table for you right away, sir. I said, don't you know? No. So he sits us down, and
makes
I look around.
Makes me sad when you bring up Tommy.
I know.
Just makes me sad. Poor
and
Tommy.
So everybody, we look around. So not only do we not know any of the faces on the wall, but everyone in the restaurant looks horrible because they're under the Smilex pandemic. So they haven't shaved. They've got bags under their eyes. And all the women have on makeup. It's really awful. But then as we sit down, there are three beautifully prepared old fashions at our table. And I say, well, what are these? And JB James Brown says, Beck Bennett from Saturday Night Live sent them over. And I look over.
Beck Bennett? Although he's a good cast member. I like
he
him.
He is. He does a businessman
you must
baby.
Really love him.
I'm not anything towards him, but I look over and the entire cast of Saturday Night Live, the male cast, is at a table. They look good, but they're seated there with the Joker, who is Jack Nicholson, and he's having a great, great time. And I said, this is great. We should send them a drink. And Oscar looks over and says, they don't need money from us. Let them buy their own drinks. That's Saturday Night Live money. They don't need that. I said, okay, wow. So I want to tip James Brown. And I pull, and this was the most OCD part of the dream.
James Brown is our waiter?
No, he's our maitre d'. We haven't even seen a waiter yet. The drinks were at our
table. Like the TV personality?
Yeah, JB James Brown. From formerly
of
Fox.
Do you tip a maitre d'? I don't know how that works.
Well,
if you want to get a good table, you do.
Yeah, and especially the fact that he took us right to a table and we had drinks there.
This all now makes sense.
I go to my wallet and I open it up. And the money, I've got a lot of cash for some reason, but it's all out of order. And so it's like, I go to like get like a 10 to give him, and it's a 1 because it's not in order. And it's...
And that's driving you. That's your biggest anxiety.
That is, I mean, and that really is. And it really manifests itself in a dream.
If you have a wallet with like 10s and 20s out of order, does that drive you nuts?
Oh, it's got to face the same way. Hold on. I'll show you. Hold on.
Really? I didn't know he was
I didn't
that
know
bad.
People were still using paper money.
I didn't realize that he was that his OCD was manifested itself in that. All right. Ones, 20s.
Yep.
Tens.
All in order, all facing the same way. That's got to be.
When you've got everything in front of you that right. you can organize, he's got his, yeah. look at his microphones are perfectly organized. I don't see why his cash wouldn't be. That makes sense. You know?
Oh, and you know what? It used to drive me crazy if someone at Safeway would have a disorganized till.
Oh, do you still use cash? I feel dirty when I touch.
I sometimes use cash. I mean,
I used it yesterday.
Don't you think that's like the way to like, especially in this COVID era? I could be completely wrong.
No, I went to the hardware store. I was buying a new doorknob, and I tested it by licking it, and then I gave the person the chant. I said, do you want this penny? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, I like to suck on them.
Like the taste.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I finally was able to fish out a 20, and I tipped JB. They brought us another round from the Saturday Night Live people. Then the Joker stood up and started to address the crowd about Smilex, and then I woke up.
Oh, God.
I have a question.
But it was so vivid. Weird,
did
man.
Did you take any like NyQuil or anything last night?
No. As a matter of fact, last night was a rare night that I didn't even drink.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was just pure. That was
NyQuil
weird.
Will make you dream like that.
Yeah, it does. Fever dreams.
For the Maitre d', is that at every establishment? If they're taking you to a table, you have to tip them to get a good table?
No.
Absolutely not. No way. No, in fact, rarely would you tip a Maitre d'. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I mean,
sometimes it'll get you up on the list if it's a fancy restaurant. I've tipped at the before we had. Like,
I don't think I never tipped Tommy during the time, and God rest his soul. I never did that.
Oh, I did for Brad's bachelor party was at the Palm, and I tipped Tommy for that, I believe. And he.
I'm a rube.
I mean, I feel like a rube.
Remember that show Don and I did years ago when I didn't tip anybody, and I found out about it. Like, you don't tip your mailman? Nope. Sorry. Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Well, it's hard to tip if your money's out of order. I think that's what we learned. And remember,
my money's already.
Remember, Mike, the name of the Florida Palm.
It might be out.
The thing that I don't understand is that it was in a strip mall and it was called Hate. That was so
I can't
strange.
Believe you guys don't
use. Oh, my money's in order.
both of them?
The two bills?
I shit you not. I have $6. To my name.
Pony Boy, do you use cash?
I don't really, except for parking, but I do keep it in order.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's yen. All right, we have to take a break. And Mike, when we come back...
Yen was the perfect currency.
Yen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And remember, Pony says he doesn't use cash except when he does.
Exactly. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Meara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Meara Show from TuneIn. Number 2,208.
Unfreaking believable.
1 hour, 22 minutes.
Today on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, my God. That's freaking unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Pauly. Jealous of you, Pauly. Pauly Christine, Mike O'Meara wants to raise some money for the podcast, you know. 3 likes. Pauly Christine shows a plastic bubble that he has around his bus driver's seat. 7,472 likes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm jealous. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Homedics UV Clean. I hate to tell you this, but your phone is 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
It's true.
That is simply a fact. Now more than ever, it's important to keep items like your phone clean. Because if your phone isn't clean, your hands won't be clean either. Homedics UV Clean Phone Sanitizer is a portable pouch that cleans your phone instantly with UV light. It kills up to 99.9% of bacteria and viruses at the DNA level using no harmful chemicals or liquids. It sanitizes, it disinfects both sides of your phone 10 times faster than other products on the market, and it does it in only 60 seconds.
Fast.
This is an extra layer of protection you need, perfect for the busy person, plus your choice of cool colors as well. You can use it wherever you go. Everyone at TMOS loves it, and you're going to love yours. Oscar's been using it for months. Even with overwhelming demand for UV Clean, Mike O'Meara Show listeners can get free shipping plus $20 off a future Homedics purchase. Just head to UV Clean. That's Get UV Clean, not UV Clean. GetUVClean.com. Let me give that again. It's getuvclean.com. Use promo code TMOS. That's GETUVCLEAN.com and use promo code TMOS. Don't forget, every time you wash your hands, you need to clean your phone too. Get uvclean.com, and that's something you can do for the rest of your life, people.
News.
Boo. All right, as many of you know, I have I've been at the rodeo a few times. I have I've been married, and you know, it's I always pay attention to people that have problems. Fortunately, I've come out on the other side of mine, yeah. And everything seems to be A-OK. Johnny Depp, he's going through a hell of a time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
still
for right a long now. Time.
He's got a libel suit that kicked off yesterday, and he took the witness stand right away. Johnny is suing a British tabloid for saying that he abused his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Johnny told a lot of stories while he was on the stand, some that don't paint him in the best of lights, but here we go. Johnny admitted that he started doing drugs at around 11. He said his mother used to ask him to get her nerve pills for her, and eventually he started sneaking them for himself.
That's but his mom, Bonnie Depp, right?
Bonnie Depp. It was not, according to him, quote, it was not a particularly stable or secure a safe home life.
Hmm.
That's my Johnny Depp impression.
I like
sorry.
It.
But he added that his well-documented issues with drugs and alcohol never made him, quote, undertake violence against anyone. Johnny also revealed that he gave his daughter, Lily Rose, marijuana when she was 13 years old. But he said he was just being a good dad. Johnny's messed up.
Yeah. Well, here's I think he was doing it. He was preparing her to be the business manager for a podcast.
He said, I knew that the marijuana I had myself, that I smoked myself, is trustworthy, is a good quality. I was determined not to have her try any drugs out there in the world because it's too dangerous. I was being a responsible parent. No, you
yeah, okay, trying. Okay, Elvis. Duh. It's prescribed, so it's safe.
Johnny also accused Amber of being the physical abuser in the relationship and said that the last straw was when she or someone else left number two on their bed.
Ooh. This is,
she left.
You know what troubles me about that statement? Ooh. If I can pull the curtain back, she or somebody else. How many people are in their bed in such a way that they can do that and not, you
and
know?
And who's got the core strength?
Well,
that's true.
It happened on Amber's 30th birthday party, right after her 30th birthday party in May of 2016. Johnny wasn't there because they were already on the outs, but the next morning, someone left the surprise on their shared bed. First, Amber blamed their dogs, and then she said it was a harmless prank.
Oh.
Johnny pointed out that the dogs are little Yorkshire Terriers.
Sure.
And wouldn't have been able to get up on the bed themselves. Also, the surprise that was left behind was too big to have come from them.
Gross.
So we don't know if it's Amber or not. Johnny's lawyer also accused Amber of having affairs with both Elon Musk and James Franco. So
there's a joke I can't tell on the show, but I texted it to you guys. I think you'll enjoy it.
Very good. All right. That's exciting. I don't know where the hell. I dropped my phone. Moving right along, everybody. The newest product that's sold everywhere is
beach chairs.
Beach chairs.
People are buying them for socially distanced outside activities, so they're becoming harder to find. That's the very, very latest. Disney World in Orlando is still planning to reopen on Saturday.
Smart.
Even as coronavirus is skyrocketing in Florida, and there will be a parade of idiots that will be walking into the Disney World. It defies any kind of making sense at all.
Universal's been open, I think, for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, it's
and
stupid.
I don't know how they're getting it done.
Like, I don't get it.
It's a different world.
Well, I was excited for a while because they passed the rule that they could open Busch Gardens and King's Dominion if they capped it at 1,000 attendees a day. And I thought, you have to make a reservation, but do you know how great it would be, just in theory, to go to a theme park with only 1,000 people in it? You wouldn't wait in line for anything. Sure.
All right.
But then.
Go enjoy yourself.
Well, no, I wasn't going to. I was just theorizing.
I got Rob Ford on deck. We're good.
Just theorizing. But then they said they can't profit on 1,000 attendees a day, so they're not reopening. I don't know how Disney's going to do it.
Mm. Yeah. It's. These are not the discussions we should be having.
No.
Mm.
You don't get to go to a theme park, toddlers. You don't get to go yet. People are dying in Florida.
I don't know. Oscar's doctor's going to bars.
God almighty.
Anyway. Have you been to a bar yet? I love a whiskey sour.
You live this in your is, life.
This is definitely one for tourist destinations to get people to come back. A campsite in Tarragona, Spain is offering coronavirus tests on site to all guests.
Nice.
So they can make sure that everyone inside is healthy and no one will need a mask or distancing. Well, that's okay.
Okay,
that would
yeah.
be a little different if you knew everybody got tested.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the guaranteed way to do it, you know?
That's the rule.
Although they're not always reliable.
Or
we're told,
you can't get
correct?
One in 10 days, apparently.
Well, yeah. you have to make sure you set aside 2 weeks for your vacation.
Especially, here's another idiot. Is it Jair? It's J-A-I-R. Is it Jair? Jair Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil, has a... I sounded like Trump there. Brazil, United States of America. Jair Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil, has tested positive. He's one of a handful of world leaders who's dismissed how serious coronavirus is. Brazil is only behind the U.S. in terms of cases and deaths. They compare this guy to Trump the way he poo-poos it. Let's see. A guy in Florida had a freak out when people ran into him at my Costco.
Down oh, wow. Damn. Wow.
This is a viral video. Rob, if you don't have it on the audio vault, you might want to grab it for tomorrow.
All
this
right.
is a guy in Florida that went out of his mind. A video of him went viral. He's been fired from his job at an insurance agency. And a woman, this guy... A woman videotaped him. He said, get the F. I feel threatened. I feel threatened, which many people say is the stand your ground law in
Fort Myers Costco?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I have the tape here. Hold on a second. Here it is.
Here we go.
I'm not a goof.
You're 6 feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us. You're coming close to me. You're coming close to me.
Back off! Yes. Threaten me again! Yes. Back the f*** up. Put your f***ing phone down.
Yep.
I feel for right that the woman in the back, Dan.
Yeah. Please stop.
You're like, oh, not again, Dan.
I was good the same way when they switched to Pepsi at the snack bar. Yeah.
Good news for this company, because you probably knew it. The APA has approved two Lysol products as ways to disinfect surfaces to protect against coronavirus. So Lysol,
good.
There it is. You probably knew that.
Just briefly with this gentleman in Florida, it's amazing how people still don't realize how quickly people can find out where you work and how you make a living, because
right.
within the
instantaneously,
like,
oh yeah,
his company let him go, put a statement out that this isn't really reflect the mission of the insurance company,
right?
And
they
that
had
was
to.
It.
They had no choice. That's it. He's gone.
Yeah.
That's how powerful
luck,
it is
man.
in the age of social media. Thank you very much. Glad you enjoyed that meltdown. Your lack of control. Your most anticipated life moments depend on how old you are. For the top life moments with Generation Z, it's a three-way tie between traveling to new places, buying a house, and finishing school. For millennials, the top three are having kids, buying a house, and traveling. For Generation X, it's Gen X has having kids, getting married, and buying a house. Baby boomers, it's having kids, getting married, and watching your grandkids grow up. Boomers were also the only ones who put retirement in their top five.
Mm.
And, well, for
mine
me,
didn't,
it's...
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Mine didn't make the list, which was, of course, the sweet release of death.
Okay. Yes, you've been talking about that for quite some time now. Thank you. I gave a hard time to Spirit Airlines when I talked about their chairs and their seats. A lot of people diss them. Spirit Airlines did something pretty cool last week, and they couldn't have done it if there weren't empty planes sitting everywhere. A four-year-old girl from Puerto Rico had a medical issue on a flight to Philadelphia, and it had to land in the Turks and Caicos. She's okay, but her family didn't have their passports because they're not required if you're flying from Puerto Rico. So Spirit got them food, clothes, and a place to stay, and then flew an empty plane just to get them home.
Aww.
I think Spirit
that's
Airlines
awesome.
Deserves a little credit for that one. I think that's wonderful. Way to go, Spirit. We appreciate that. And now a little something. There is a 44-year-old guy. I just love this guy's name. His name, Don Peters. Hi, it's the Don Peters get-together. How you doing, Don Peters?
Oh, he
hey,
also sounds
Don
like
Peters.
Someone who might work down in receiving. Do you have trouble? You got to call Don Peters. He's in receiving.
Call HR. Get Don Peters up here. We got to straighten this thing out right now. Anyway, he's a 44-year-old. His name is Don Peters. He went into a Subway in Akron, Ohio on Saturday afternoon. He was drunk, and he started demanding that they make him a sandwich. Because when you go into a Subway and you're drunk, you don't really ask for one. You just demand it. Make me a sandwich now.
You're an artist.
It becomes very important to Don Peters.
Don Peters wasn't happy with how they were doing. So Don decided that he would force his way behind the counter to make his own sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Don Peters. Does this sound any more like a drunken move than this guy
Perfect.
Going, all right.
Yeah.
You know, no, not that much. Hold on. Hold on. Let me go back there. Well, the cops were called. They came and they found a bottle of vodka on Don's person.
Oh, good.
And also, he pocketed a block of Subway's cheese at some point
it's a big
and
block.
Put it in his pocket.
Big block.
While he was making his sandwich. He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, criminal damaging, and having an open container. Like I say, if you're going to go behind the Subway counter when you're hammered, leave the vodka in the car. Please do.
It's always been your policy.
Right. And for God's sakes, don't steal the block of cheese.
Oscar, do you think, as I do, that this wouldn't have been a big deal if he went into the Subway on Wisconsin Avenue?
Oh,
which
my
is the most
God.
Disinterested Subway in the world.
You want $5 foot long? No, I'm just here in line for nothing.
Whatever. Lechuga, sal y pimienta.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, bueno.
And they give you that look of like, let me get the other sandwich artist to make that for you.
Oh, tomate.
He stole the block of queso.
Anyway. We will take a break and come back. It's not queso, is it? What is it?
Queso.
What
it's queso.
Queso.
It's queso.
Yeah,
queso. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Bueno. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. The audio vault with Rob. Busting loose now.
Busting loose in the evening. If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. Bad Dog, Shaming Your Chihuahua to Cure Its Incontinence, Butterfly Grounded, Literacy and the Modern ESOL Student, and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Loofah, Blue Loofah. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library, but if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We needed it. You suggested it. So we're doing it. It's the TMOS Patron Society, something we've never done before. Simply put, we are asking for your help. We need you to do this for us and go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Patron Society banner and make a pledge on TMOS. $1, $5, $10 a week or any amount you want. It's entirely up to you. Your patronage is the fuel that will keep this show running. TMOS needs you and you can make a difference. We know that you get it and we appreciate it more than you know. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to keep on keeping on. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us. Now more than ever, we appreciate you and we thank you. So for those of you that have donated, we really appreciate
yes.
that. For those of you that have yet to donate, thank
please.
You in advance. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
We all are different on this show, but there's certain things that we share. And Mike, you and I know this, that if you live a clean lifestyle, you'll be healthy and happy for years to come.
Amen.
And I think we proved that last night when we listened to this man speak on Ringo's birthday special.
Hi, everybody. I just stopped by to make sure he doesn't get too tired doing this by himself. Plus, which a lot of money's been bet on whether he can blow out 80 candles.
That Joe was Walsh? Joe Walsh? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, did my you know, God.
Did you know he's, I forget this, he's Ringo's brother-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
Because they
yeah.
married the Bach sisters.
So, okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's how it happened. But,
Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh has made a true transition, but he still sounds like he's wasted.
Yeah, you all know? The time.
Just
yeah.
like Ozzy, the damage is already done.
You can't undo it.
Is that from like? Does your voice stay that way from the drug abuse?
Well, Joe Walsh was always one of the great radio guests because, hey, man,
oh, okay.
you sounded yeah. like that. There yeah. you go. It's a combination of a little bit of drugs and that California, what are you doing here? Play that Joe Walsh again because really, this
Hi,
is, yeah.
Buddy, I just stopped by to make sure he doesn't get too tired doing this by himself. Plus, which a lot of money's been bet on whether he can blow out 80 candles.
So
there you go. Yes,
Ringo's Ringo's essentially served as an MC. It was an all-star thing. There was a couple really neat things. Sheryl Crow did a great version of All You Need Is Love, where she played every instrument except the horns. But then I like this. Ringo actually turned it into a thing where he's standing against injustice. So he's using his 80th birthday for good.
There's no greater act than any of us can make than to stand up and be counted when you see injustice. I don't have to tell you that the Beatles' early success had a lot to do with the influence we found from American artists. We love listening to Ray Charles. Little Richard is my hero. Stevie Wonder. Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I saw her live at the Cabin. Black Lives Matter. Stand up and make your voice heard.
And
God bless
know,
you, Ringo.
Yeah. You
God
should bless know that you, Ringo in 1965, Star. The Beatles had it in their contract rider, they would not play to segregated audiences in 1965. Mm. So they you were know, way here, ahead of the curve.
The young people up here that are quarantining up here in Maine, in some of the neighborhoods that I've driven through, have put some BLM signs out on lawns and Black Lives Matter.
Awesome.
You're seeing it around here in the great state of Maine, which people talk about, you know, the one of the whiter states in the world up here. And it is gratifying to see. And then to find out when I did a dive on it that the young people have done that. It warms my heart. It warms my heart.
Absolutely.
Especially, you know, coming from the state I came from. I'm really, really happy about it. Way to
it's go. Different. It's different up there.
It's a little bit different. Well, yeah. In certain areas.
Yeah. So, Mike.
It's all complicated up here. Don't get me to it. I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll talk all right, about all my anxiety, Rob, all right? Don't ask those questions that put me on the spot, please. Thank you.
Next time you sign a $500 million contract, know this. It's going to take away some of your freedoms. Patrick Mahomes has stuff he can't do anymore. Because he signed that contract.
Whoa. Yeah, I still don't think I'm allowed to play basketball. I'm sure baseball is not going to be allowed as well. I know there's a lot of them. I mean, they have like everything from like jet skiing to I don't know what all the things are. I read a lot of them, but it's every pretty much physical activity you could possibly do. I'll probably be sticking to football and video games for a while now.
Yeah, so that's
he's a good, good guy.
Him.
I like yeah. the guy. I hope he has
it's
a great
like,
career.
He's
you know?
So unassuming. It's he like is. One of your friends winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's, and he's a winner. Yeah. And he's a great winner. And he's a great quarterback. A clutch, like one of the great clutch quarterbacks. I think this is going to be a good run. I wish him the best. I really do.
I would love to go jet skiing with him, but apparently that's not going to happen.
You can't do it, Rob. No way.
Mike, are you familiar with a golfer named Ian Poulter?
Oh, yeah. Ian Poulter's a British guy. Fancy lad. Wears wild pants and really is a he's not only a great golfer, but he kind of came up hard scrabble through the ranks. He was not a rich guy. And when he hit big with sponsors and stuff, he's got a car collection. He wears wild outfits and he's a amazing Ryder Cup player who does, you know, really has the fire of the belly when he plays for Europe. I'm kind of a fan of Ian Poulter. He's well, got, I think he can be a bit of a nad sometimes, though.
Think you're going to enjoy this tape, then perhaps one of the things he also enjoys is rich food. This crossed my path yesterday.
He likes Indian food.
Yeah, he was playing at the Travelers Championship over the weekend.
In my hometown, yep. Mm-hmm.
Let go with a pretty good fart. And here's the deal. You know how they have the tees mic'd so well so you can hear the hit of the club?
Yeah, and you don't have the crowd sound, so you hear every little nuance.
What's great is listen to this because he definitely lets it go, and then he owns up to it. I believe his quote is, did you get it? So we close with fancy lad Ian Poulter.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got to play that again. Oh,
and I love
my
the
God.
Fact that you said, oh, yeah, he's kind of a fancy lad.
Mortifying.
But I guess you can say he gave it all he got.
I'm going for a threefer. I'm
okay,
going for a threefer
we can do
on
that.
That one. What is the wet sound?
Oh, I don't want to know.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oscar with the tip in. Thank you very much. That's it. I don't want to know either. You're right. Why do I ask those questions? Oh, my God. All right, we got to get out of here. Hey, thank you for your support on the TMOS Patron Society. We really appreciate it. It's new. We didn't want to do it. We had to. It's COVID. You know the drill. God bless you all. We'll be back with another one tomorrow, everybody, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Don Rogers.
Ciao, ciao.
Before Peters. You go, please Peters. Make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages.
Same thing.
You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I'm a phony, just like you.
Bye-bye.